From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Millions of New Yorkers struggled to get around today after the city's bus and subway workers walked off the job early this morning. Traffic evaporated on some Manhattan streets, while others were packed with cars and taxis trying to get people to their destinations. This afternoon, a state judge imposed a $1 million a day fine against the Transport Workers Union for defying a state law that prohibits strikes by public employees. Here's New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
This strike is costing us. It is costing people their jobs. It will cost billions in lost economic activity. It is robbing people of their opportunities to earn a living and provide for their families.
The Transport Workers Union wants higher wages and better benefits. Its president said the workers want to preserve dignity and respect on the job and want a decent living for future employees. NPR's Luke Burbank has been out since before dawn, and he filed this report.
This was not the day New York State Trooper Wade Brathwaite was going to win any popularity contests.
Hi, sir. You need more passengers to get into Manhattan with the vehicle, okay? So you're going to have to go out this way. I'm sorry you got lost, but unfortunately, you can't go into Manhattan unless you have the pass. All right? You're going to have to go back out this way. Sorry.
Perched at one of the on-ramps leading onto the Brooklyn Bridge and eventually Manhattan, Brathwaite's job was to keep drivers with fewer than three passengers out of the city. Many had waited in long, long lines just to be sent back the way they came. But Brathwaite was unfazed.
Don't they listen to the news that there is a strike? The strike has been impending for almost 2 weeks now. All of a sudden, it's a surprise to people.
The passenger rule is part of the city's contingency plan, an attempt to mitigate the effects of millions of commuters suddenly finding themselves without a ride. The city is hoping the high occupancy rule and the strategic closure of certain Manhattan streets will get people in and out of the city while leaving room for emergency vehicles to get around. In an afternoon press conference, Mayor Michael Bloomberg praised the plan.
The city is functioning and functioning well considering the severe circumstances that we are in.
But things looked a little less rosy to this caller, to the Brian Lehrer Show on public radio station WNYC.
It's Elizabeth in Harlem. You're on WNYC.
In Harlem, I'm sitting here looking out of my window. The traffic has been totally blocked on 135th Street and Madison Avenue, so that I'm really sick of the mayor at this point. His contingency plan took care of downtown, but he gave absolutely no consideration to the residents of Harlem.
Karen Ebanks, her mother, and a male friend were trying to get to Harlem, but they needed to pack a fourth person into their older red Toyota if they were to be allowed onto the Brooklyn Bridge.
I need someone to go with us to Manhattan.
So I volunteered.
God bless you, sir.
Ebanks' mother, Pearl Watt, was riding in the back seat and was especially grateful because she said she was late for her job as a home health care worker. She usually rides the subway, and her opinion on the strike seemed to be a fairly common one. Sympathy for the union mixed with annoyance over the hassle she was enduring.
This is not right. I don't believe so. They shouldn't let them strike. They should do what they should do to let the train and the bus continue running.
Eventually, the three did make it to their destination, relieved but also worried. If the strike persists, they'll need to find another complete stranger to ride with them tomorrow morning. Luke Burbank, NPR News, New York.